It's Wednesday, October 27th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Nobelium is hacking IT service providers and MSPs, and pay up, but not benefits, as quitting jobs continues. This is the Business of Tech. The SolarWinds hackers, Nobelium, are still going after the IT supply chain. Per information released by Microsoft, they've hit 140 managed services providers and cloud services providers and breached at least 14 since May of 2021. The campaign specifically targets resellers and technology service providers. Microsoft also issued some guidance, including items I've not noted before. First, they advise using the activity log in Partner Center to monitor user creations, assignments, and the like. Second, they are offering providers a free 2-year subscription to Azure Active Directory Premium Plan 2 to get management and reports on access privileges. Beyond that, paying ransom may be bad for your image. Survey results from Cohesity say that 81% were aware of the recent attacks, Colonial Pipeline, Kaseya, SolarWinds, and more than half say paying the ransom encourages more ransomware. 43% believe it increases prices, and 40% do not believe organizations should pay. 23% would stop doing business with that company, and 48% said they'd give this a lot of thought. Research by Deloitte says that 98% of U.S. executives have come across at least one cybersecurity event. The number is 84% internationally. There's also a corresponding uptick in attack attempts. 86% of U.S. executives noticed, compared to 63% worldwide. That said, only 41% of organizations have implemented solutions to track and monitor the risk factors associated with staff access and behavior. Some good news in all this, CISA is investing $2 million in training new cybersecurity professionals through training veterans, military spouses, women, and people of color for positions. Now, why do we care? That note from Microsoft seems like a key feature for a monitoring tool, particularly since there's an API for this. Just saying, I bet some product manager somewhere is listening. The main story is another version of an actually familiar headline. IT service providers and managed services providers, you are being explicitly targeted, and this time by nation states. I've been thinking about the parallels of cybercrime with physical crime again recently. If armed gangs of international criminals are actively breaking into businesses under the cover of another country's government, why is our response just to buy better locks for the store? Aren't the lockmakers simply better served by this answer? Think of the parallel here some more. Imagine a physical world where roving gangs are constantly banging at the door and moving unimpeded. Because that's what the U.S. is currently accepting. I'm pondering this framing right now, which is why we care. Looks like Kentucky has the most quitters in the U.S. from jobs. Big drops in warehousing and transportation are to blame. The lowest quits rate is in D.C. That said, everywhere has quitters. I included a link if you want to dig in further. Also from the world of work, some data around the pay for tech jobs via Hired. There is regionalization to pay, with Philly and Chicago as lower tiers versus tech hubs like Austin, San Diego, and DC. 52% of tech workers surveyed by Hired said they preferred a remote-first working model, and 74% of tech workers said they'd start looking for new jobs if their salaries didn't increase or if they were denied raises in 6 months. Broadly, pay is going up in the search for talent. 58% of U.S. employers increased pay in the past 3 months, per the National Association for Business Economics, and exactly 0% lowered wages. That said, benefits have not increased a lot. Less than a quarter of employers have increased benefits, despite 70% of workers who would like to see that. That from a survey by Joblist. In the UK, Tech UK released data indicating tech jobs account for 10% of total jobs there and could grow by another 678,000 by 2025. Wages there are significantly higher than the UK average. Why do we care? The jobs data points to regionalization. That's why we care, making sure not to ignore local conditions. Keeping employees should be a top priority right now. Two main reasons employees stay: their boss and having a friend. The number one reason employees quit? Their boss. Is this shift temporary? I'm not sure it is, and believe many smart companies are going to be building towards a future where these conditions are the norm, not the aberration. Even if I'm wrong, your business is at a competitive advantage over the long term on retention and hiring. Seems like a smart play to me. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Back in the home studio from travel, thanks to Acronis for hosting me. And I will talk to you all again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.